This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Hi, it's Pamela Wilson, and you're listening to Hit Publish, where I cover simple ways to get better results with your online business. On today's episode, we're going to talk about using color on your website. Color can be a bit of a minefield. When you use it right, it adds a nice, polished touch to the appearance of your site. But when you use color wrong, it can make your site look just about as color-coordinated as a carnival. And if you're not selling carnival supplies, that's kind of a problem. Today, we're going to cover how to approach your color choices with your audience in mind. We'll also talk about the super simple approach that Rafal Tomal uses when choosing colors that work every single time. And we'll cover how to handle color like a professional, even if you aren't artistic at all. I want to thank you for downloading this podcast, and I want to thank Rainmaker FM for hosting it. Are you ready to choose and use colors like a pro? Let's hit publish. Hit Publish is brought to you by the Rainmaker platform, which handles all the technical elements of good online business practices, including design, content, traffic, and conversion. To check it out, head over to rainmaker.fm/platform and get started building your online business today. We'll start off today with Brian Gardner. Brian is responsible for the look and feel of many of the StudioPress premium WordPress themes that Copyblogger sells and that we feature on the Rainmaker platform. And I've noticed that most of Brian's designs are pretty low-key in terms of color. So I asked Brian to share how he picks out the colors he uses for the themes he designs.
You know, that's a great question, primarily because I don't use color a lot. For some reason, I've just kind of gravitated towards a more simple, minimalistic approach. And a lot of that has to do with a lack of color and more emphasis on grayscale, blacks and whites. I do, however, always include an accent color that would predominantly be used in links and call to action buttons, because I think that really draws attention in at that point.
And how do you determine what accent color you're going to use?
You know, another great question. It really depends on the use of the design. If I'm creating a theme for StudioPress and I want to aim that theme towards a particular niche, depending on that niche, that's usually what I'll consider when I go to pick a color that would go for an accent.
So you're thinking about the audience you want to try to reach, it sounds like.
Yeah, you know, the design crowd, they tend to gravitate towards colors like teals and things like that, and they're turned off maybe by like an orange or a red. And so if my target audience is designers, I'll pick a particular color or, you know, area of colors, where on the flip side of that, maybe I'm creating a theme for marketers and I'm thinking call to action in the back of my mind. And so, you know, bright, you know, reds or bright oranges might be something that would be more appealing in that particular instance.
It sounds like it totally depends on who you're trying to appeal to, and you're just thinking about them as you're looking at your color wheel.
Yeah, and it, honestly, that's the way to go when it comes to any part of design, is consider the audience, because after all, they're the ones who are going to experience it.
Brian has a philosophy about color that says less is more, and this approach is smart. When you don't surround your words and images with too many competing colors, they have a chance to shine and get the attention they deserve. Next up is Rafal Tomal. Rafal is responsible for some of our most important design work at Copyblogger Media, and his aesthetic sense of color is similar to Brian's. So I asked Rafal, what technique does he use to put together a color palette for a website that he's designing?
No, it's a very good question, and I think many people wondering what's the best way, what's the easiest way. So I think the simplest color palette is usually the best one. So I would recommend not to choose more than 3 or 4 colors. And one of the safest options would be to pick one accent color and match it with grayscale tones. You know, because you can't go wrong by matching any color with grays. So for example, maybe your headings are black, the body text is dark gray, your background is very light gray, and you use one pink color for accent, like buttons, links, and more important elements. You know, so you can change this pink color for anything else that can be green, blue, and you know, you can still have a little branding and have a very good looking color palette. If you want to make it a little bit more advanced, you can correct a hue of your grays more into blue to make it to make your palette colder, or to brown to make it warmer. And then you can, of course, add another color if you want. By adding one more color, it can be a bit more complicated, but you can use it for headings, secondary buttons, links, and it's a good idea that the secondary color will be contrasting to your accent. So the accent color will always pop up and will always stand out from the rest of the design.
That sounds like great advice. So it sounds like you're saying to sort of build your color palette on a foundation of neutral colors.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, and that's what I always do. Like when I start designing a new website, I first come up with an accent color. That's where I start. I want to make sure that my accent color is the color I wanted to choose that matches the branding, and that will be, you know, good looking color. And then I can match all other colors around my accent color and make sure, you know, for example, if I don't want to make my color palette look too cold, then I can correct the hues of different colors and make sure everything looks good.
So you actually start with the accent color.
Yeah, that's what I usually do. You know, sometimes I have a color palette already provided by a client, or, you know, if a design, if I redesign a website and there's already a color palette established, then I use those colors. I can tweak, you know, grays or hues a little bit, but, you know, it all depends, I think, on branding too.
Rafal recommends simplicity and says that we can start by picking one accent color and matching it up with gray tones. Finally, we have Brian Clark. Brian isn't a designer, but he's got a keen sense of what he likes when it comes to web design, and I knew he'd have an opinion about color on the web. So I asked Brian what's the biggest turnoff he sees about the way people use color online.
Well, I have to say, as a non-designer, but someone who relies heavily on fantastic web design, that a general lack of taste is the worst thing that you see. And before you even get into the psychology of color and all this more nuance, most people will find a great designer and then they'll sit there and pick it apart, ask for the logo to be bigger, change the color scheme. Don't do that. Unless you are qualified to be a designer yourself, which you're probably not since you're hiring it out, find a great designer and trust them. So I can't design at all, but I can recognize good design and I can recognize a good designer. And that's why I put my trust in them to have that taste and even deeper levels of awareness about the psychology of color, and, you know, why blue conveys trust and why green conveys something else and why red may be too intense sometimes and perfect the other time. The key is listen to your designer.
Brian Gardner, Rafal Tamal, and Brian Clark all recommended approaching color with a less is more philosophy. I've preached this technique for years. In the show notes for this episode, I'll add some links to some of the many blog posts I've written about on the color topic for my site, Big Brand System. Here are my questions for you. When you look at the way you're using color on your website now, is it consistent? And if you produce anything like PDF ebooks or blog post graphics, Are you applying the same colors to those things as you use on your website? If not, it might be time to revisit the way you use color. Remember, less is more, and working with a limited group of colors almost always works better. This is Pamela Wilson. I want to thank you for being a stylish and smart Hit Publish subscriber. Help others to find Hit Publish. Head over to iTunes and leave a rating and review. Bye until next time, and remember to take action and hit publish.